Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. Hopefully every week, but every few weeks, I get to catch up with one of the hardest working, best fighting warriors we have, Tom Renz. Thank you for joining me again, sir.
Oh, I'm always happy to be here and to see you guys. How you doing, Mel?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year 2023, starting out with a bang.
Yep, sure is. Sure is. I'm really optimistic about this year. I'm super excited.
Yeah, so am I. And the more I look at it, the more I think, you know, this is our year for transparency, for the return of law and order, and for the boomerang, it feels like. Everything that they've been doing has been, you know, making things more and more and more stressed, that it's got to give at some point. And I think we're all getting together as Americans and realizing that the swamp in D.C. is not functioning in any way for we the people. So first and foremost, just your take on what is going on the floor right now. And, you know, the Democrats are making it like, oh, my God, they're not walking in lockstep. And I'm thinking, I'm glad they're not walking in lockstep. Your thoughts? Yeah.
No, I'm 100% with you. You know, listen. First of all, there's McCarthy, and I don't know McCarthy. I've got no inside info. You know, would he be a rhino? Would he not? I have no more info than anybody else does. But what I do know is he's backed by the WEF, and worse, maybe worse, he's backed by Mitch McConnell.
Right.
You know, and oh, Mel, can I completely digress for a second?
Oh, please.
Okay. So, you know that I'm trying to be cool like you. And so I do a radio show now, and I do a little video thing here and again.
Yeah.
So
Ren's rants. They're great.
Yeah. Yeah. So I came, the one coming out today, I was pretty excited. And I think it's going to be on my show tonight, my radio show, which I hope people tune into at 6 on the Out Loud Network. But I found out, and I'm so incredibly not cool or with anything. Like, I'm not up to speed. Like, when I talk to you and Rob and all the, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm talking to the cool people. And then there's like me, it's like, you know, I'm like, you know, Poindexter over here. One of the people working with me, my producer, told me about BDE, which I'd never heard of. BDE, if you haven't heard of it, I'll let you look up the acronym, because I'm not going to say it on your show. But it's akin to the kind of like the toxic masculinity. It's like strong alpha type energy, right?
Yeah.
And so I found that. It stands for big something energy.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I know about it.
Okay. So anyways.
Rob just pulled it up.
Yeah. So I just found out about this. And so I did this whole thing, and I was pretty excited about it because, you know, I said, you know, when we look at these 20 or so people that are actually having the courage to stand for what they believe in.
Right.
Right. They voted for something that they believed was right. They're standing on principle. They're not selling out just because there's political pressure.
Right.
That is something that people like. That is the BDE thing that people like. People want fighters. They want that. Now, I say we got to contrast that with Mitch McConnell, who I think, and I've designated and believe we need to make trend on Twitter, that he is, you know, like you've got the Senate minority leader. He's the Republican ED leader. We've got BDE versus ED McConnell. And I think that's what I'm going to start referring to him as ED McConnell forever. But that's what we've got, you know, is we've got one side that's standing for kind of this courageous, brave thing. And they don't care whether it's popular. They don't care whether the other, you know, they're not like the kids on the school ground here. Oh, they're making fun of me, so I got to be quiet.
Right.
They're actually standing for something. That's what the American people want.
Well, that's also how our system is supposed to function. You and I have talked many times when either party is walking in lockstep. That means that they're not even listening to their constituents, because what you think if you're from Wyoming or from New York shouldn't be the same. Your priorities for the people in your jurisdiction are totally different. And yet we have these parties that are not paying attention to us. You know, I believe that we have no left or right, Republican, Democrat right now. We have a uniparty controlled by an oligarchy, billionaires, trillionaires, totally aligned with the globalists. And I'm glad you brought that up about McCarthy, because I shared that. And people were surprised. They thought it was fake that he is listed on the World Economic Forum site. And they list people that they feel like are operatives. And I was on with Dr. Malone and he said something and I agree with it. If you are aligned with the World Economic Forum and their global governance is their goal, it's on their website all over there. If you just look it up and they there's a whole section on their website of global strategic global governance that says that Trump nationalism, populism is a problem and being a global citizen is the goal. So if you are aligned with the World Economic Forum, yet claiming to be a elected representative of the United States, you are a basically you should have to file as a FARA, you know, as a foreign advisor of some sort and allow the American people to know, you know, as much as you elected me, I'm still for the globalist governance overreach of every nation.
Well, and that's exactly right. I mean, and here's the thing. The most critical thing I think that is occurring is the thing that's one of character, right? Because when we look at this, nobody in the Washington, if you polled every House and senator, House member and senator in Washington, you said, hey, would you consider running on a platform of weakening America to give that power to globalists and a platform of global control, every one of them would say, hell no, have you lost your mind? But that's what they're doing, right? So this is why when you ask me about these guys, I don't care what you say about them. They're standing for something. They are. We've got 20 people in Washington that aren't selling out. 20. And that's when I said, you know, I mean, I joke about this whole energy thing, this BDE thing. But the reality is that what we've got are fighters. And people want fighters. The reason that Donald Trump won in 2016 and won minus the stolen election in 2020 is the fact that he was a fighter. When he said his people will stand behind him if he shot someone on Fifth Street, what it really is people would stand behind him because he was standing for something. He wasn't selling out. He wasn't negotiating away his principles on everything. He believed in America first. Now, it's not to say he wouldn't negotiate on things that were less important. That's part of life. But the thing about this is these guys are selling out our country. There is nothing more important. And, you know, thank God that there's 20 people who have the courage to stand for something.
Right. And even if you don't agree with them, the truth is that they don't want to, like you said, their integrity and character lies in their decision, their vote, and they're not willing to give it away because they're being bullied or shamed or made fun of on the fake news. And it's refreshing to see, but we've seen this from a lot of people. It's good to see it from some people in there. You and I tour with people. There's other tours out there. There's people that have shows like you and me and that are willing to not only be you know, wrong if we are, but willing to be right against a tide of, you know, bullying and shaming and all of that. A and B don't have to relate. It's interesting that you bring up character because, you know, that's the very famous Dr. Martin Luther King quote that it's about the contents of your character, not the color of your skin. And if we look at what's happened in our nation with the wokeness and the anti-racism and the CRT, DEI, blah, 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 that's all about your character doesn't matter. Your integrity doesn't matter. All that matters is what team you're on, what group you're on, what you're fighting the oppressor and oppressive. And that's where we are right now. Because Tom, the more I go on this journey, the more I realize picking a team and then being part of that team sport is great on maybe the soccer field, but it's very bad in life. And I think that that's a big problem right now is that people they feel the need to identify with some group, and those groups are the group think is the problem. People aren't going inside and using critical thinking, looking for themselves, educating themselves. And I think that's the key out of this.
Well, absolutely. You know, the thing about it is a lot of it depends on the group. So let me tell you what group I am. I'm Team Freedom, right? And, you know, you said something that's super important. You talked about character and fighting. Mel, that goes to, so like anything that I've got as a platform, anything that I've ever done, like there's literally nothing remarkable about me other than the fact that I fight. literally. Like, I'm just as normal of a person as humanly possible. The only thing about me is that I don't back down and I fight. And so here's the thing. When we talk about that in terms of what you just said, we're talking about my, you know, my team. Well, my team is Team Freedom, right?
Right.
What does that mean? Well, it means that it's a big open thing because I don't really care what you do as long as you're not trying to take freedom from others.
Right.
And so, like, we do this. We, even in our, you know this, Mel, even in our movement, even in the freedom, the Patriot movement, we get attacked a lot and we get defensive and we get beat up. And then next thing you know, well, you know, this guy's controlled opposition. That guy's evil. That guy's this, this guy's that. And, you know, I can never, I'm a Christian. I can't judge a man's heart. The only thing I can judge are their actions. So I just, the only thing we can do in my mind is if people are moving the ball down the field for freedom, then at least in that regard, we're on Team Freedom together.
Right.
If on, you know, maybe we're not on every team together. Maybe you're pro-transgender youth, which I think is absurd and abhorrent and child abuse and sick, but you're pro-Second Amendment. Well, I don't have to hate you on the Second Amendment because I disagree with you on transgenderism. And, you know, just because I don't like you as a human being or don't want to be around you as a human being doesn't mean that I have to attack you on everything. And it's like when we see, like, every now and then, like, we'll see some, there's some very, well, take what's his name? Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, listen, do I agree with the decision to get the choppa wiener surgery? No. But, you know, he did what he did, or she did. I don't know how you're supposed to refer to that, but what that person did, whatever that person did, and has spoken out on Republican and conservative causes. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that aspect. And I'm not going to ostracize a person who maybe I don't agree with everything they did because I disagree with some of what they did. We're going to treat people with love and respect and welcome anybody who's on Team Freedom into the Team Freedom tent and let God sort us out at the end.
Right. I agree with that 100%. I've been saying that a lot. I've been talking a lot about, I did a really interesting roundtable. It was a Marxist, a communist, a libertarian, a progressive, and me. And but at the, you know, and you're thinking, you know, what's going to happen here? At the end, we all agreed on multiple things. The first was the vassal strait of the District of Columbia is completely broke into the core. Yeah. I think a lot of people have woken up that weren't, that are paying attention to the Twitter drops and to the obvious proof. You know, they're still saying on the other side, it's not. Proof is proof. And there's a lot of proof that the intelligence community was censoring and, you know, really shutting down a lot of people, which violates the First Amendment to begin with if it's coming from the government. But also in the fact that our country is in a very, the stakes right now are very high for America. And we can all agree first that we want to maintain America's sovereignty, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and what makes this country great. And if we can all just meet there, we got a fighting chance. If we all keep being in different factions, the globalists win.
Well, the one thing that Americans have always come together on is freedom, right? Whether you like, you know, policies that lean socialist, whether you like policies that lean, you know, libertarian, whether you like it. Now, socialism is kind of the opposite of freedom, in my opinion. But you can't even advocate for it if you don't have free speech, which we don't have right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, I always think there's holes to be poked in the communist socialist people's arguments, for sure. But as Americans, and ironically, most of them all want to have the freedom to push for their communist socialist nonsense, exactly. Which is, you know, but self-defeating. But that aside, you may be a nutcase and you may be terrible at critical thinking and you may support socialism, but you have a right to do that. And I support you having a right to do that. What I don't support you doing is limiting my rights. So, you know, if you were to get far enough with your socialist policies that you're going to limit my freedom, then we'd have a problem because, you know, I believe in the Constitution.
Right.
But I mean, freedom and independence are two things that I think Americans have always been able to come together on.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of miseducation going on out there that are, you know, where they're telling people that socialism is about equality. All this is about equality and fairness. And so people buy that. They realize that they're actually giving up their freedom with it. But, you know, miseducation of people who still would want freedom in their life, even if they don't realize they're trying to advocate to give it away, is one thing. To actually give up sovereignty to global elitists and to corporatocracies like the WEF is asking us to do is not something that anyone would support ever. And I don't care where you're at, you know, much like I don't think anybody would ever argue that that Washington is anything but totally, totally broken.
Yeah. And so let's jump to a couple legal things. First and foremost, today is January 6th, and we have to really take a hard look at what is going on and why so many people are silent about that. There are hundreds of people still in the gulag in D.C. for misdemeanors at most that have not gone to court. And in our Constitution, we have the right to a speedy trial. And yet this is being violated. And all I can think is that the vassal state of District of Columbia, which is not part of the United States, like the Vatican or the City of London, not London, the city, is functioning under some other rule or no rule or whatever. But at this point, the American people should be demanding that these people be released or given their day in court or whatever. But why is this still going on? And you know, more evidence is coming out every day. I just had on Darren Beatty from Revolver of all kinds of informants, all kinds of breaches by the Capitol Police, all kinds of stuff. How is it that the American people aren't getting together behind that?
They're not hearing it, right? So let me, January 6th, first of all, happy January 6th day. We celebrate the people who fought for our freedom. That's my little message to you at the DOJ and FBI, you scumbags. I think it's a celebratory time because I appreciate the idea of people gathering in Washington, D.C. to exercise their rights. And it's a shame that any laws were broken. But the idea that our ruling class was somehow threatened and that's somehow a seditious conspiratorial thing is absurd and appalling to me. These people were exercising their rights. They were apparently, pulled into this, tricked into this, right, enticed into this by the FBI, FBI informants who were clearly a part of this, and by others. Nancy Pelosi, rejected extra security, rejected all these things. This thing was a well-orchestrated plot by the crooks in our government, in my opinion, to try and ensure that they could continue to consolidate power for their garbage agenda. But that aside, the reason the people are tolerating this is because they're unaware of it. Mel, so I think back to when I first met you and we first did our first shows, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember how excited I was because, you know, I'm doing big shot shows with people like you. And, you know, the reason I was excited was not because I wanted anybody to see me. Like, a lot of people want to be famous. I always hated that. Like, I hated everything about that. It took me the first year and a half of me doing this before I was willing to tolerate the fact that I had no choice but to do this. I mean, it was a heck of a thing for me.
I know.
You know, now, you know, whether I like it or not, my face is out there.
Right.
So, and at least six people know me. When I started fighting COVID, it was very, very clear to me that one of the most important issues we were facing was public awareness. So I knew how hard I worked to uncover the stuff that I found, you know, them lying and cheating on the death numbers and lying and cheating on this stat and PCR to all this. I mean, that stuff that I had to teach myself took months,
right,
of deep, hard research. And I'm not talking like easy stuff. I'm talking like, you know, buy yourself a new biochemistry book to figure out how this is working. Right. You know, let's research that. I need to do this. I need to talk to this professor, this teacher, this doctor. I mean, that's deep, complicated stuff. And so no one was ever going to hear it. That was never going to come out because the mainstream wasn't going to share it. The doctors were controlled. The scientists were controlled. The media was controlled. Everybody was controlled. There was no way that anybody would know it. And COVID would have went on forever like they had planned.
Right.
Had we not found a way to get it out. So the first thing I did after I learned all this stuff was said, you know, I knew you know, some nobody from Ohio isn't going to win this by himself. It doesn't matter how good my case is. So I had to get a hold of people who everybody does know, like you, big shots. I had to get a hold of you, big shots, and I had to get the word out. And we did that, and it was very, very effective because truth resonates, right?
Right.
Now, we may not have had as big of a platform as Sean Hannity, who was covering up everything you could related to these vaccines and everything else, but we did have a lot of people who had good platforms like you with people that trusted them. Like your listeners know that you tell them the truth.
I try, that's for sure. And if I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. That's another thing that you're good at too. You always say, you know, this is where, you know, what's right, because you get thrown a lot of information. People send you information constantly, and I'm talking from the government to the scientists to regular people. I can't imagine how much information you have to sift through to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
What's real. And what's also, it's something you talk about a lot, which is also something that should probably come into a lot of these other legal cases, is evidence. The evidence in court is something that you have to prove. And you get thrown a lot of stuff, but you've said to me when I've asked you about this or this patent or this thing, you always say, it's not going to stand as evidence in court. Therefore, you have to throw it out and go with what is evidence provable in court. I think a lot of people out there, they say, well, this and that. Is it provable in court matters?
Yep. Does it meet evidentiary standards? And if it does, then we can go with it. And if it doesn't, then we have to make sure that the public knows that that's the case. But this is where January 6th comes in, right? Now, we fought, and because people became aware, you know, things are starting to happen. And so, like, when God bless him, when this poor Damar Hamlin guy went down on Monday,
right?
Everybody knew what was going on. I mean, the media had canned cordis or whatever. Komodo cordis. The Komodo cordis diagnosis was a canned thing. They had it all ready to go because they knew this was coming.
Right.
It was absolute garbage. It does not apply. I've talked to tons of doctors and scientists. Even McCullough, who is the most published person on the planet and one of the most esteemed cardiologists to ever live, has said that doesn't fit. So, you know, you can pretty much take to the bank that what this is, and what it is exactly what it looks like is myocarditis probably induced and, you know, aggravated maybe by the hit. But the hit wasn't even that big of a deal if the guy wasn't sick from this jab. So that was, but people went there. And when I posted about it, they're like, oh, yeah, that does make sense. Right. But that was because we've been sharing truth and getting it out there. With January 6th, there's been one narrative.
Right.
And no one has really done a very good job of helping people to know the depths of the depravity that are occurring in this. These poor guys, and I got to tell you, I've talked to a bunch of them. There's some really good guys who are just fighting like hell. And I'm trying, you know, if any of them are listening, guys, I know I'm trying like hell to get you guys help. It's just tough because you can't. There's not a ton of lawyers. There's a few real good guys that are working in this. And man, you just good lawyers who deserve all the support in the world. And there's a few, good people really supporting this. But basically, these guys have just been hung out to dry. And there's no one that's speaking for them on a national level to get the word out. I mean, can you imagine spending, you know, 2+ years in jail for a trespassing charge?
No. And a lot of them are misdemeanors. And here's the crazy part. They just arrested a couple last week and they say that they're not even done. Merrick Garland says that he's going to go for it. And in this disgusting violation and betrayal of the American people, 1.7 omnibus bill, not only did they put in millions and millions of dollars to continue the January 6th hunt for, you know, misdemeanor suspects who were led into the Capitol by the Capitol Police and other, a lot of it entrapment, if the truth comes out. But they also put in billions of dollars back into the FBI, who is right now turned on we the people of the United States. So when people look at the this bill and the people that passed it, especially the rhinos that passed this bill, they have to understand they just gave a new lease on life to continue the persecution of patriots who committed a lot of these people. You have to remember, Revolver has great pieces on it, on it. But there was a group with Ray Epps in the front that was cutting down the fencing. There's video of it on Revolver News that was that said no trespassing.
Epps bragged about being the orchestrator.
I know. And where's never his charged. Never anything. And he's not alone, because when there's what we've learned in years of watching these kind of things, if there's one FBI informant or one person working for intelligence or whatever in that crowd, there's many. And, you know, we got the John Sullivan guy. We got the tragedy of Ashley Babbitt that needs to be revisited. But we have all this stuff. And yet we have a whole bunch of rhinos that just voted for this bill, which has a lot of funding to continue this.
It sure does. It sure does. And, you know, this is the thing, right? So McConnell championed this in the Senate. And you know, they want to know why it is that I have issues with McCarthy. Well, I didn't really have a huge opinion on McCarthy either way. But as soon as the WEF and McConnell supported him, I'm done. I'm done. If McConnell supports something, that's like Mitt Romney, like I said, the ED leader of the Senate. You know, just... these people are garbage. They're not Republicans. McConnell has sold out, you know, his CCP wife. And, you know, I mean, I can't say how distasteful I find these people, because, you know, here's the thing. I think AOC might be the dumbest person on the planet, but at least AOC says what she believes in. Is, you know, she's too stupid to lie, I guess. I mean, she stands for what she stands for. McConnell, he pretends to be on our side. He pretends to be a Republican. There's nothing Republican about him. I sincerely hope, you know, I think someone should be looking into the recall laws down in Kentucky, because I'll be honest with you, I would love to see a recall on that piece of garbage.
Well, I believe Biden is going down to Kentucky to have an event with McConnell to celebrate BFFs. His first 2 years. And the crazy part about that is, we got to push for term limits first and foremost, but B, this is another legal precedent. So these lunatics have released Donald Trump's tax returns, proving that Donald Trump is the only person who went into D.C. and left poorer, especially a president. But on top of that, there's really nothing there. It's for people that don't understand taxes, tax returns, whatever, to think that they're seeing something that's nefarious. I think that then we should turn this to, okay, let's see McConnell's. Let's see Pelosi's. These people.
I would love to see that.
Because I'll tell you what, I just read, you know, I've always been a big event with Zelensky in 2019 at the World Economic Forum. Of course, Larry Fink there and everything. And he basically offered up Ukraine as like the NATO ground for the, you know, next, that Minsk agreements, even Merkel admitted just recently, were a total fraud, that they needed to use that front, but also to be the poster child for Build Back Better, for a lot of the technocracy, the central bank digital currency. This is a full 2 years before Russia did anything. So now we saw last week, as I knew all along, BlackRock will be controlling the billions and billions and billions of dollars of rebuilding Ukraine, which right now I see is broke and on the edge of total destruction. And nobody seems to care, especially the people running this war, Ukraine, US, UK, and NATO. But now we see that on top of all of that, there's been a lot of congresspeople and senators that made a lot of money in the last 3 years, insider basically trading, like with COVID, with national, with military industrial contracts and buying different kinds of stocks and other things to enrich themselves over this tragedy, just like they did in COVID. So there should be a push for, and I've been saying it, every single senator and congressperson should be audited for the last 4 years. And then going forward, every 2 years, and that should include their immediate family. What are your thoughts on the financial crimes going on in DC?
Ultimately, what's happening in our country stems from corruption. Okay. Everything about this stems from corruption. You get to DC, you are owned. Someone's going to be controlling you, buying you. And there's a couple people that are less so. There's a couple people that I like. But for the most part, you get down there and within about 5 minutes. And the thing that you got to understand is that, you know, you get down there and I got a friend who is a house rep in a state. So not a U.S. House rep, a state House rep.
Okay.
And this person told me about, you know, the first day that this person got into office, they had a meeting with two super high paid lobbyists.
Right.
These two super high paid lobbyists worked for the same company, and their entire job was to work with this one rep. So you got to understand, this company was spending in the vicinity of $300,000 a year on these two lobbyists for one state house rep. State house, not even U.S. These people, there is so much money that goes into controlling our people in D.C. If you're not there, you have no idea, no idea. And it's not just, even if you get a good congressperson, house member, senator, their staff is going to be controlled, because their staff is controlled too. So they may not even be hearing true information.
Right.
I mean, you know, the people around you, and this is one of the things that happened with Donald Trump. You know, the president, particularly, I think, on COVID, I mean, as demonstrated by his absolutely insane stance on the vaccine, still was surrounded by snakes everywhere. And is still surrounded by snakes.
I agree.
And they fed him bad information right and left. And, you know, listen, the Donald's a brilliant guy and did, and he's not willing to sell out. So he did what he thought was right. But, you know, he's trying to run an entire country. You can't know everything. So when someone's giving you bad info on this or bad info on that, and it's someone that you think you can trust, but you can't, well, you know, I've said for some time that I think that the single biggest failure or issue that the president faced was the loss of General Flynn. Flynn is not for sale. He's a good guy. And had Flynn been able to get in there and clean house in the national security and the intel community and all that, Russiagate, all this stuff, all of it stemmed from the same places. It all came from the same intel community, the same brass at the Pentagon that Obama put in place. That was the true security policy. That was the true insurance policy against Trump. And it worked. And unfortunately, they influenced people that were around Trump on a level that, you know, just really did cause a lot of problems.
Right. And I think at one point Trump was listening to McConnell, you know, a couple people that were put in early on, Kelly, Mattis, all these people, they turned on him the minute they could. John Bolton begged to be part of it. You know, I think this, I mean, I look back, you know, Tom, I've been looking at a lot of stuff in the last 20 years because I've been talking to some vets and they're all kind of looking back at these endless wars and who profits, who benefits. We never leave anywhere better off than it was. Usually we just the bankers and the billionaires and the military industrial complex make a lot of money. But at the end of the day, who are these benefiting? And we have to start looking at that a little more closely, because I'm looking back and I think that the Patriot Act, which was, by the way, folks, written before 9/11, and Joe Biden was one of the champions of the Patriot Act. To me, I think we got to go back and visit the Patriot Act, because tell you what, I think it's the most unconstitutional violation of our Bill of Rights and Constitution ever written. It was passed in a kind of same trauma based programming time of 9/11, where just like COVID, and a lot of this tracks back to not only the Patriot Act, but that was the beginning of the turn of our intelligence agencies on we the people under the guise of a war on terror. And here we are again. Today, the World Health Organization actually said anti-vaxxers are worse than terrorists. You know, we heard Dan Crenshaw say these people are terrorists. It's like this war on terror becomes an overriding thing. And then people kind of leave their critical thinking behind. What are your thoughts on ever revisiting the Patriot Act?
It needs to be repealed. The Patriot Act is an unconstitutional disaster. It's on my to sue list, you know, but that list is pretty long at this point. You know, the Patriot Act is the foundation upon which a lot of the current corruption is built, right? If the intelligence agencies and the military can't use its power against the American people, none of this works, right? That's why the Smith-Munson Act had to be repealed, right? So that they could use PSYOPs against the American people. And that's precisely what COVID was. I mean, we know that now. COVID was not real in terms of, you know, I mean, there's something out there that was killing people.
Creation.
No, there's something that came out of Wuhan that was out there killing people, but it was never a real pandemic in the way that they presented it. They presented this as something that was a global killer destroying everybody. What was destroying everybody were their hospital protocols, their denial of early treatment, and then the vaccines. That's killing everybody, you know. But the COVID itself, I mean, seasonal flu, cold, I mean, it's nothing. You know, it's just not a big deal as long as you treat it. But yeah, if you're 85 years old, and
they all said it from the beginning. That wasn't that it was, you know, basically no worse than the flu. But it was what you're saying is really what happened there. And then the financial aspect of it, you know, I mean, most people that watch me know, but a Judicial Watch has it on their website, the 249-page document that proves that the government paid off all of the media, sports, celebrities, late night talk show hosts, all this to push the narrative. You know, the worst part was, remember every day we were seeing on CNN the death toll? You know, this is all psychological warfare, psychological control. They are bringing it back. Now, I have to tell you, I always think of you when I see it. So recently we've had go up again, and this is giant money for contractors and the city of New York, kiosks for quick testing and COVID testing all over the city as actual flu and cold season begins. And they're saying that there's a real uptick. We're starting to see, I haven't taken a cab in a long time. I took a cab the other day. I was in the cab for 20 minutes. I saw three advertisements from the city of New York and the state of New York encouraging you to get your next booster. And then I'm seeing people around their signs, please wear your mask again. Okay, yeah. So we have a choice as the people in America. But this is where they are.
Yeah, no, I'm going to encourage everybody listening to just not participate, right? I can assure you I'm not wearing a mask. I can assure you I'm not doing this again. And I think that's where most people are. I don't think that that's going to fly in this country. See, part of the problem was, is we always knew this was going to come back around. We always knew there was going to be another pandemic or a new variant or a new, I mean, you know, they got too far. They aren't going to let that go. And part of this is you can't have a great reset if people aren't in fear and if people aren't willing to comply. But this was the secret, right? The secret sauce that thank God for you, that we were able to get some of this done. We educated enough people that there's a control group. And that control group is going to save the world, not just the country, the world. See, the 25 to 50% of people who got one or fewer vaccinations,
right,
and didn't die and don't have their 48th case of COVID and aren't getting sick every 5 minutes and don't have immune problems and don't have all these other issues. Those people, they were abused, they were chastised, they were castigated, and they all they stood strong through it. So now, when someone's died suddenly next to them, they're all saying, yeah, I'm not. Because, and so that's right, that you can't hide the truth when there's that many people that stood strong.
Right.
So COVID failed because we were able to stand strong together as free people, and it will continue to fail. And as long as we keep fighting, that's only going to grow. Now we have to keep fighting though until it's completely defeated, because this is such a big thing. If we back off, they'll have a new variant, they'll have a new this, they will say, you know, it's comitocarditis, you know, it wasn't a heart attack from the vaccine. You know, I mean, this whole thing, it's all nonsense, right? It's all nonsense, but that's what they're going to do. And, you know, it's one of those things where we just have no choice but to keep fighting. But if we do, we win. As long as we keep fighting, we win. And, you know, don't comply. I don't know what else to tell you guys. If you guys, unfortunately, you live in New York where the election was stolen again, and you have the dumbest AG and worst governor on the planet,
Worse.
You guys might, I think I'm finally willing to concede that Hochul might be worse than DeWine. Maybe.
Yeah,
at least DeWine does some things.
She's so obviously bought and paid for. And I will tell you, I saw very early on when Cuomo came on the scene, a lot of people do not understand the power that Eric Schmidt has gotten in this country, because he is behind the scenes at the Biden White House with AI, with tech, with the Department of Defense. Came on the scene with surveillance, especially. He was behind it in China. He's doing the same thing here. But we have to remember, Cuomo came on the set. Remember, he was the big anti-hero to Trump. And he said, with him, Gates and Schmidt, and said, we're going to reimagine New York. I will tell you, I believe that they already sold New York out to be a smart city, a 15-minute city. That we are, the surveillance is everywhere. They're putting up 5G towers. They have all these kiosks that watch us. People think that those are ads. No, those ads are watching you. Every ad is for some kind of brain control, mind control of, you know, get your COVID booster, get your COVID shot, get your kids shot, wear masks again. So, you know, this is New York. You have to look at New York and all these new
pilot program.
Right. And all these new things that passed in California. Too. All these crazy, you know, they passed that law that you can lose your license and maybe be prosecuted if you're a doctor that goes against the narrative. This is this is insanity. And it only tells you one thing, that they, you know, they can't lose control of the narrative, or they lose control, period. So they're going to just go for it until we stop them.
Well, and that's why places like Florida are so important right now, because having, you know, a large group of people who can shed the truth. You see, it's the same thing. I look at Florida like I look at the control group that we created with COVID, right? There's a control group. They're standing out. They're speaking out. They're telling the truth. And it's just the way that it is.
Right.
With Florida, you have the same sort of thing. You have a state full of people, a large group of people who are saying, no, we're not doing this. And so by and large, Florida's doing pretty good. We've got to have those control groups to remind everybody of what things should look like. And then the other thing we've got to do is, by the way, you know what? I forgot I was going to talk about this, but I think I've decided that I think one of the most important things that we got to push for in this country is a wall. But I think that the thing about that wall is, I think we're only building half of it. Like, I want to pose that Donald Trump needs to consider, you know, his wall thing a little bit differently. The wall should also encompass California. We've got to quit letting those people leave California and go to places like Texas or Idaho, because they're ruining those states. You know, we've got to get those, you know, listen, you know, if you've created that kind of chaos in your own state, and it's a shame because there's a lot of good people in California too. I mean, I met a wonderful couple from there just recently, but
but he's another one. The governor of California is totally owned too. These guys are owned. They're bought and paid for, you know, be it the CCP, they've sold out their souls to the contractors, people. All of it.
It's the people, Mel. I mean, can you imagine standing by and living with that stuff? I mean, if I was in California, I would fight 10 times harder than I do now, which is kind of, I don't know how I'd do that, but I'd find a way. You know, I mean, how can the people of California, how can you live in Nancy Pelosi's district, see some guy taking a crap in the middle of the street and be like, oh, that's fine, let's get the poop app out.
Yeah. And don't forget, the selected mayor of San Francisco just called the first national climate emergency. And that's all that's in the books, because if you go back to the Good Club in 2008, how are they, or even back to the Club of Rome, how are they going to control us? A plandemic and a climate emergency. You know, this has been long planned. I saw her call that last week, and I thought, of all the things going wrong in San Francisco and California, one of them is not a climate emergency. But once she calls it, she gets extraordinary power. Expect that to happen in New York. But you know, one more thing I want to ask you about. I don't know if you heard about this, but before I got kicked off of YouTube, I did a lot of shows on Jeffrey Epstein, dating all the way back to 2008 and his relationship with the Clintons starting before that. And a lot of stuff that happened, and kind of really deep dived into that. And I really supported a lot of the victims. I've known a couple of the victims. So I was happy that the prosecutor in the U.S. Virgin Islands was going at still continuing to go after him. And it's very important that we, the people of the United States, never let go, that we deserve to see all of the evidence of Epstein, who was blackmailed, who was at that island, who was involved financially and otherwise. But bigger than that, I have to say, so this woman, this one, Denise George in U.S. Virgin Islands, had gotten the settlement for, remember, Southern District of New York, I think, was in the case to get rid of it. Why Ghislaine Maxwell nor Weinstein turned and made deals, it should concern everyone about the power of this group of people that are being protected. But on top of that, so she got the settlement from the estate for a lot of the victims. And last week she filed a lawsuit against JP Morgan Chase saying basically that from everything she found out researching and going through this case for a few years now, that they knew or should have known that he was facilitating human trafficking, sex trafficking, and that they were complicit in some way, filed a lawsuit. Just so happens, Joe Biden was down in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And the day after she files this lawsuit, the governor fires her, pulls her off the case, and to bury the Epstein case yet again. It sounds very similar to when Joe Biden told the Ukraine prosecutor, or told Ukraine president, fire the prosecutor that's going after Burisma and my son, or I won't give you the money. So we're in a situation again where Joe Biden is in the U.S. Virgin Islands. This woman is the only person who's made any true headway in getting justice and transparency and truth from the Epstein case. She files something that is rightly so. It's not the only bank, JP Morgan. They just apparently have more power. And the next day, while Joe's down there, the governor fires her. Where are we that's even possible? And Joe Biden, again, inserts himself in the process of justice, quid pro quo.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, Biden is, his corruption is second to none. I mean, if Obama was the most evil president we've ever had, Joe Biden's definitely the most corrupt. I mean, that guy literally, I've never seen, I think you could buy what's left of his soul for a nickel, which I don't think there's a whole lot. But, you know, this Epstein thing, what you said is super important. And I want to put it this way, right? Why is it that we don't have a right to know that? What are they hiding? So are you telling me that if Mel Kay or me or any of us, if we were child trafficking perverts and we got drugged through the courts and this, that, and other, that our client list would be kept secret?
Right.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Found guilty. Yeah. So if she was found guilty, there are people that they were trafficking to.
Yeah, well, there's no question. And so why is the evidence being held withheld? I have yet to see any reason. And I think that we ought to be asking that question, because you don't hide things unless you have something to hide. Yeah. What's the difference? I mean, what, you don't want people to know? There is literally zero justification for hiding this. Zero. What, we the people shouldn't know or don't want to know or don't have a right to know who's a pervert? I mean,
worse,
they broke
than that,
the law.
These people aren't just perverts. They're blackmailers. So how many things were done in our government or on Wall Street or in overseas that were done because of the blackmail ring and somebody that was blackmailed by Epstein and Maxwell and her father before that made decisions that harmed our country, harmed our economy, turned things upside down, that are blackmailed. Swept his house in New York. They swept his house in Palm Beach and the island. They have the evidence.
I've had a couple people tell me that they had, or credible people that said that they had or had a way to get a hold of the list. And I said, give it to me. I'll publicize it. They said, I can't. We'll get killed.
Right.
And they said, you don't understand. They told me I didn't understand what I was doing. I was like, you know what I do for a living?
Right.
I was like, yeah, I care. You know, I mean, no, I mean, it needs to be made public. It needs to be made very public. And I just tell you right now, anybody can get me a copy of it where it's verifiable, I will make sure it's public everywhere to everyone and everything in every way possible. And I will enjoy every second of it, because these pieces of garbage, trash, you only defeat evil by dealing with it. Right. You have to defeat it, because if you let it fester, it grows. And this is where we started, Mel. This is the start of the show. We talked about these cowards that won't stand for anything. These guys were trafficking little kids. These pieces of hot garbage were trafficking and sexually abusing little kids. Yep. And we got a bunch of damn cowards that don't have the gonads to stand up for these kids. I got to tell you, I'm sorry, I'm getting all fiery here. But when you start talking about this, and I see people without enough spine, like I said, the only thing that's ever made me different is just that I'm willing to fight. What kind of a coward wuss are you if you won't stand for kids? If you won't stand for children, you are a piece of trash. And I got to tell you, I just am waiting for the day for someone, because it'll happen. Someday someone's going to leak it. And I just hope I get it, because I can't think of anything better than going on TV, going on the radio, going on somewhere and just reading that list of names and being like, hey, guys, here's what we got. And I care zero about anything other than just knowing the pain that that caused these scumbags that would do that to children.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I think most of the biggest reason is the Clintons. But whatever the case may be, there are so many crimes going back to Mena, Arkansas to now that they've gotten away with. Now, she's going to be a professor at the Poison Ivy League School of Columbia, apparently, now. So they are getting away with all of this. But I have to say, the same people hiding the Hunter Biden laptop with as much awful stuff on it are hiding the Epstein files. So hopefully we crack this egg this year. It all comes out, because I agree with you, and I want everyone out there to be pushing and realizing these are our employees. We pay their salaries. They don't. And I see the left and right, Republican, Democrat, forget it all. An oligarchy that is also involved in both of these cases are hiding the evidence from we, the people of the United States. And it's our evidence. We deserve it. We paid for the investigations. So, you know, on top of that. So, but the last thing I do want to say, and I just will finish on this, is I feel like I don't care how ugly it is. And I'm talking all the way back to the Patriot Act or defense thing that Rumsfeld and Cheney and all them wrote before that, that kind of was the precedent to the last 20 years of endless wars. Yep. And everything that we've done, the color revolutions, the National Endowment for Democracy, CIA, whatever's gone on in the last 20 years, well, all the way back to JFK, I feel like we need to know everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. This all was done in the name of the American people, and the American people paid for it with our labor from our tax dollars over decades. And I believe this is a very small group of people at the very top that sit above our government that didn't allow Donald Trump to do anything much. He did as much as he could, but they weren't going to let him. And I think we, the people of the United States, the only way out of this, because the swamp is so deep that the drain is clogged. We need full Drano, full transparency, full truth. Let the American people stand up and be adults and hear it all. And start to have some justice, because without full transparency, it's only going to continue.
Transparency is everything. The light of truth will set you free.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Tom Renz. It was an action-packed show, and I will see you next week. And then I will see you in person in Nashville, finally, and give you a big New Year's hug. So everyone that wants to see me and Tom Renz, we talk to everyone. We're very open there. So come down to Nashville. Go to the Mel Kay Show events page and use the Mel Kay code and get in touch. You can name your own price. You can put in for VIP. They're having a little lottery. So come see Tom Renz and I at the Reawakening Tour in Nashville. And Tom Renz, tell everyone where they can find you and follow you. You're growing. You have a daily radio show, exciting stuff. Let the people know.
Well, please go to tomrenz.com. You can find my links to my Substack there. You can find links to my my radio show that plays at 6 p.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. Eastern every day on the America Out Loud Network. Follow us on Renz Rants, on Rumble, and everywhere else. And please support our sponsors. There's two reasons we're doing all this media. One is to get the word out, and two is to fund the lawyers that I need to hire
right
to fight this fight. So we need both. You can donate to us on a GiveSendGo, but we really, the more you support our sponsors, the more you support spreading the word, the more you do to help us fight for you, the better.
And if you're a lawyer out there that's waking up or awake or wants to fight back or has had tragedies happen that they can no longer ignore, also get in touch with Tom Renz, because you could use some lawyers out there, probably in every state if you're out there. Even if you're a retired lawyer, it's still you have the skills and you can use them right now. correct?
Well, and listen, we're looking for Patriot lawyers, but we want people who do a good job, who know what they're doing, and understand this. I have more work to do than I could do in three lifetimes. So I don't care about sharing it. I want people to be represented. I could never do all the cases that I have.
I know.
So I'm trying to find people help. So we do need more lawyers, but we need good lawyers who can do it and do it well. You know, and understand that when we work with you on the legal side, we work, you know, you see us on the media and we always tell the truth and we're always honest. But our work as lawyers is a lot different than what we do in the media. So, you know, we don't expect that just because you're doing work with us that we expect you to be all over the media or, you know, we'll take care of that. We just need you to help us to do what lawyers do, which is fight for cases, fight for freedom, apply the law to the facts and to do our job.
Yeah. And a lot of people that became lawyers have been, they got into the profession and realized it wasn't what they set out to do, which was fight for truth and justice and the Constitution. Well, you have a second chance now, and there's people all over this country that need you, and Tom can help you connect with those people. So please get in touch with them that too. Please donate to the fund. This costs a lot of money, and Tom, in many of his cases, is fighting a government that has unlimited funds and a lot of reason to keep this going and to never let Tom get to the important phase of having people under oath to give depositions. So this year we're looking for a lot of depositions. So we need to fund Tom Renz and his lawyers, and they're all amazing and patriots. And if you're a patriot, please get involved. Thank you so much, Tom Renz. I will see you next week.
Thanks, Mel.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Hey, America. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel here on the Mel Kay Show, having a good time. Listen, go to drstellamd.com. Make sure that you get your family safe. Make sure that you have everything you need for your family. Don't wait till you get sick. If you get there, you can get telehealth appointments. You can get immune supplements to build your immunity to make sure that you and your family are safe. And of course, if you use the promo code Mel Kay, you'll always get a discount. God bless you.
Hey, it's Andrew Sorcini at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. I'm here at the Mel Kay Show. Last year, we helped so many patriots out there protect themselves against inflation with gold and silver. In 2023, we can show you how to preserve what you have, avoid further loss, and position you for greater things for your investments. So the best way for us to help you is for you to go to melkaygold.com, fill out the online form, and put in as much information about yourself as you possibly can. The more information, the more we can help you. So do it right away. The time is crucial as we head into central bank digital currencies. We can show you how to protect your 401k or your IRA, and the costs are minimal.